500 business cards starting at $9.99 with promo code 6767. That's promo code 6767 at Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint. Own the now. KFNC.
Mont Belvieu, Houston. ESPN 97.5.
97.5.
A Gao Media Station.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, Bankstown? Hey, how we doing? It's a Tuesday on The Usual Suspects, and we are here for you. Everybody present and accounted for as we get ready for a good day, fun day on the big program as we head you into a way back Wednesday tomorrow and the listener appreciation party on Thursday. We've got a full week, boys.
We do indeed. I'm excited. I'm really looking forward to the party.
Yeah, I am too. It should be a good time. I found out they were playing Where's Courtney today in hearing Charlie.
What? Yeah, I saw that tweet.
Yeah, so Charlie, there was a tweet, and then Charlie mentioned on the air, if you could get the, it was like 11:45, and he goes, don't get in an accident, but if you're near Nick's place and you can find Courtney, you can get two tickets to the listener appreciation party.
Nice. So it was a scavenger hunt.
Yeah, Where's Courtney?
Okay.
Produced two more tickets, I think.
Are we doing that too?
I don't know. I mean, if you would have said we should do that, I don't think there's any doubt that Courtney would have been racing through the doorway and down the hallway.
I don't think she likes me as much as you think she likes me.
I think she does.
Yeah.
Nick, fantasy football, order of leagues and days, and who got first priority in the first?
I mean, he did get maybe first priority.
Maybe she went alphabetically.
No.
Hmm?
No, because then you'd start with last name.
B.J.
No.
N.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
I tried.
It was a good effort, though.
Did you guys watch the meteor shower last night?
I had no idea.
Did not.
Well, I went to, and there was no meteor shower. So I forget the name of it. It's like some fancy.
Some people on the East Coast got great video.
Starts with a P. Per something.
Persnickety?
No.
No?
It's
Persian?
But I was like, I saw Dez, ATX Hobo Girl, tweeted it out. I was like, oh, because I love space. I'm not like a nerd, though. Like, I don't know a lot of facts about space. I'm just fascinated by space and space travel. And I'm also fascinated by how.
So you're like.
How insignificant we are as a planet and as individuals and everything else. Like, so that kind of. The vastness of space and all that. It's fascinating to me, right?
So you like space and you don't know anything about it. So you're like that Neil deGrasse guy or whatever.
Neil deGrasse Tyson? No, he kind of knows a couple things
about
it.
He does, but then he also makes really outlandishly far out in left field stuff.
Really bad. So I was like, ooh, I'm going to... So I saw this article from NASA that Dez had retweeted, and I read it, and it said, go outside around 9 o'clock. It's not going to be as good as if it was 2 in the morning after the moon goes down, which I didn't even know the moon goes down like the sun. I had no idea. But they were like, just go outside and then... lay on the ground. It was the Perseids, P-E-R-S-E-I-D-S. But they said lay on the ground the night of August 12th and look up and you'll just see meteors showering everywhere. And I was like, oh, this is badass. So it was like 8:50 when I read it. I was like, oh, perfect. So I put on some clothes. I was laying in bed. I was already in bed at 8:50, ready to go memes. No Astros. I was done.
Mm-hmm.
And, I got out of bed, I put some shorts and a shirt on, and I go outside and I lay on my driveway. And then I was reading that it said it takes your eyes about 30 minutes for them to adjust. Like, so it says avoid light, and there's not we don't have a lot of light sources around the house. I just turned off all the porch lights and everything. But it says it takes 30 minutes for your lights to adjust to the darkness. And it's true, the longer you're out there, the more stars you end up seeing. So that was kind of cool. But I lay on the driveway for 30 minutes, waiting for my eyes to adjust, I didn't see a single stupid-ass meteor the entire time. I got bit by mosquitoes. I had a bug fly in my mouth. It was the most awful experience trying to see some stupid ass meteors. So I was like, you know what? Maybe I'm not cut out for science.
Now, did
maybe
you
I'm
see space, some of the pictures
space
on,
is dumb.
On Twitter?
No, I didn't.
Some people had some like incredible light shows in
I got
the sky.
None of that.
Because it was because of the moon, though, right?
I don't know about that.
I mean, that's the article I read. Like, normally you can see 60 of them an hour. But this year it was only like 14 or 15 because of the lighting from the moon.
Well, this
well, it was
spiritual.
A full moon, but I laid there for 30 minutes and saw nothing.
It looked like spiritual and whimsical and also vaginal.
No.
I mean, at the end. The shape at the end of it, at the end, it was like a big...
Vaginal?
Like, it was weird. It looked like a Virginia at the end of like a long stream of light.
Are you sure you weren't looking at Pornhub?
I'm positive. I saw it on Twitter.
You saw... you know,
I'm going to show you what I saw.
You're the guy that when if you were laying in a field and everybody was looking at clouds, every cloud's like, that's a vagina.
Dude, my
that's
wife,
a vagina.
My wife's
like,
pregnant.
Bro, every...
you know... There's, at
those
this
are
time,
boobs. It, that's
in,
a vagina.
In the third trimester, my wife's pregnant. Let me just tell you, everything could look like a Virginia.
I should have brought you a ham sandwich.
Man. Jeez. And some
tonight.
Tulips. I don't know. Yikes.
Oh, that's outstanding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I missed that.
I saw none of that, but I was excited to go, but nope. It didn't happen.
Yeah, but there was a lot. I mean, I saw a lot of posts about it.
Yeah. Well,
it
I missed it
kind of
it
too
all.
Late for me. Yeah, because I was like you. Like I had my whole night planned. I was gonna take care of a whole bunch of stuff around the house. I was gonna get on the treadmill the minute the Astros game started, so I could knock out the run. Then you know, shower, eat, and Taylor's birthday's coming up, so Lisa thinks my penmanship's better than hers. So I had to like fill out some of her birthday invites to take to school with me. I was gonna do all that stuff, and then I see the crawl at the end of the bottom of the screen. It says, "Sorry, Astros game canceled. Doubleheader tomorrow." I'm like. God, you gotta be kidding me. Now I gotta find something to watch to keep my mind off the treadmill.
Yeah. I wouldn't dig in that, but at least you weren't outside at 9 o'clock at night laying in your driveway like an idiot.
Now you mentioned mosquitoes. I'm gonna say this, because normally Lisa, I've told you guys this in the past. Lisa's that person that gets sucked in by every like infomercial commercial and at the grocery store in between products on the shelf where it says, hey, try this super jar opener, insulator / whatever, and she'll buy it, mm-hmm. and I always give her a hard time. She bought these two, looks like tubes of caulk, and there's a hook on the end, okay?
Careful.
And you put water in it, and then you hang it from trees at different points in your yard, and they're supposed to eliminate mosquitoes?
Really?
I'm going to tell you something right now. Knock on wood, but we normally have a yard full of skeeters, and we have had none all summer. Like,
really?
None. At night, at dusk, no matter what, we have not had them. And I'm telling you, I'm giving them all the credit right now, but seriously, literally, all I did was fill them. You fill like three quarters or a half. There's a mixture, but you put in like a quarter water. You shake it up a little bit.
How do you shake it?
Yeah, exactly. And then you hang it.
No, show us on the stream
and
how you shake it again.
You have to hang it about eye level. It's like 6 to 8 feet. So you hang it on the branch of a tree, and I did one in each corner. Opposite corners of the backyard.
Time?
Yeah, like a shake weight. And it works.
Really?
Yeah.
And this is, how much does this cost?
I think they were like four for $40 or something like that. Or you buy two, you get two free.
And you got them where?
Lisa bought them online.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I may have to get that info.
And I'll have to take a picture of the box and give it to you because I'm telling you right now, as I'm setting these things up, because she kept bugging me, but I'm like, these things are not going to work. And then I was coming in from outside last night. Normally when I take the garbage cans out.
You get bit.
Yeah. And I'm going, you know what? I bet you these things are actually working.
I need to just put some on the back porch.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it might work. So I'll have to get you that info.
And then the other thing that I see last night, which I'm sure we're going to get into ad nauseum today,
mm-hmm.
but Granado.
Oh man!
So I'm on Twitter, and I was looking at all of the different trending topics, and I would like to discuss all of these today. There was Congressman Dick Sweat. There was Whitney Cummings and her nipple.
It's your girl.
There was Mia Khalifa and how much
Nick's
she
girl.
Made doing
that was
porn.
Crazy.
And then there's Clowney. And I was like, oh, what's this Clowney thing about? And apparently, Clowney starts trending. Not because a lot of times you'll see trending on Twitter for Houston, for the Houston area. Oh, no. This was trending nationally. And it was Clowney. And it was rumors about trades. And it was Ravens and Dolphins. And it all started because of Granado's tweet.
Yep.
which was essentially coming out, and I don't have it in front of me, but he essentially came out and said he had a very good source that said that Clowney refused to sign a long-term deal with the Dolphins and killed a trade, and then he's probably going to sit out the entire preseason. Which still, even if he sits out the preseason, I don't care as long as he doesn't sit out the regular season. But I just, Granato had the internet going nuts. He's the new Paul Wall.
And I'll give him credit, too, because then a guy was kind of challenging him on some things. And one of the things that I was also thinking when reading this was, look, after they reached that deadline of being able to extend a franchise player and reach a long-term deal, you can't, even if you trade for Clowney, and we've talked about it on the show, you can't sign him to a long-term deal.
Yeah.
And Granato had the class to come back at the guy and go, you know what? That's on me. I misworded that.
Yep.
And he corrected that, but he stood by what he said, so, and Lance doubled down with him this morning.
The original tweet was, got it from a very reliable source that Clowney met with Texans last week and is now threatening to stay out entire preseason. He also refused to sign a long-term contract with Miami, so they backed out of a possible deal. 104 retweets, 236 likes, had the internet going nuts. And then you're right, 8 hours ago he retweeted that or comment tweeted it and said, I want to reiterate that this was worded poorly. Clowney refused to go to Miami in a trade, and now he's threatening to stay out until the end of the preseason. But still.
And your boy Trey got involved, too.
Oh, no.
Anybody that even thinks about going at Granato and his experience can go, you know, and then he got all mad.
Come at me, bro. Yeah, I'm a man.
You
I can
come
take
at me
it.
And I'll take your ass out with my bloody Valentine.
I'm 20. I can take it. I'm a man.
He was all fired up.
Yeah, man. It was an interesting. So we got to get to all this stuff that was trending last night on Twitter.
Yeah, too. There's a bunch.
It was cray. As the kids say.
We got that stuff to get to. We've got a doubleheader because of that rainout with the Astros. And if you're the White Sox, it doesn't get much worse than a doubleheader in which you have to face Zach Greinke and Gerrit Cole.
Back to back.
Back to back.
Same day.
Yeah.
Sucks for you, White Sox.
Yikes. Of course, careful. Last time we said that, it was the last game of the Baltimore series and said, yeah. Well, they can't beat Verlander.
They still won. That is weird, though, that they, you know, that's the one guy they beat. The one guy who's probably winning the Cy Young. Yeah. Although,
I told you, you knew who I picked at the start of the year.
Shut up, Joel.
I picked Gerrit Cole.
And you're probably going to be right. I'm going to be so mad.
And I'm going to dance.
Oh, I'm going to be so mad.
All right, so we're just getting started. By the way, I will text Lisa during the break, and okay. I will get the mosquito product because Aaron Pope and Jamie and all these people are asking
about
it. Yeah,
I want to know, too.
So I will get you the info on that. We got Adam Rank at 1:30, so he's going to talk NFL with us. We can get maybe some of that clowny stuff and a lot of different things as we get prepared for the season in the NFL. He's always a good guest when we get him on the show. So we're also going to have your calls. HRP Listener Line, 713-780-3776. You can also text that number. You can also hit us up on Twitter where it's at Barry is Funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at The Producer Nick. We are the usual suspects. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Second segment of the show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, and Joel in the studio. So we were talking last segment about this whole Granato thing, right?
Uh-huh.
Trey had said, anyone coming after Granato can get bent. This dude is a Houston legend, okay? That was 16 hours ago.
Okay.
I then scan upward 2 hours ago. Trey says, I'm more mad Granato unfollowed me. So thanks for the memories and support, Trey.
Wow.
Trey is not Gilbert to John.
Never mind. You guys can go at him now. He unfollowed me. Yeah, I think I was following Granato, and then he didn't follow me. So I was like, oh, well, if we're going to do that, then. I mean, I'm not following Charlie because he don't follow nobody.
Well, he does.
I feel... I feel like there's this professional courtesy that should exist amongst hosts, mm-hmm. where we all follow each other. You don't have to. I mean, yeah, I can mute you. You don't have to. You can mute me. It's all that. But there's that professional courtesy. But not with Granato. He marches to the beat of his own drum.
Well, we already kind of knew that. All right. So Lisa, I just reached her at the break.
Mm-hmm.
She is going to text me the information on the mosquito stuff.
Okay, good.
She's very proud of it.
Oh, good.
Because she did get it on Amazon.
And she thinks it works.
I actually think it works, which is rare for the stuff that she buys.
Gotcha.
All right, and Don wants to get in here on a mosquito trick. Don, what is up?
What's up, fellas? So look, Barry, chances are it's invented by a black dude. So... Us black folks have been doing that for years. What I would do to try it first, save your money, get you a big Ziploc bag, fill it up halfway with water, and just hang it from your trees or hang it from your garage. Now, it might look hood is all outdoors, but it works, man. We've been using it for barbecues.
Don.
What's up?
I'm not doing that. You're going to have Ziplocs hanging all over my damn... Yard, bro, you probably do. You, Don, do you have foil on the windows at your house keeping the sun out?
Man, cut it out.
See, you do, don't you? Don, see,
people drive
by Don's house. They're like, look at this fool. He's got tin foil on the windows and half full Ziploc bags all over the yard. What is going on with Don's house? I appreciate it, Don.
It probably look a lot better coming from Amazon, I tell you that.
I'm guessing so. Hey, appreciate the call.
Seriously, half the battle would be getting the balance and hanging the Ziploc.
Don's like, hey man, they told us to we can't have tinfoil in the windows anymore, so we gotta go to the Walmart and buy some bed sheets. He's not buying curtains, man. That's just not doing that. That's funny. Hey, I'm not doing that, Don. I'll see what this looks like.
Yeah,
I might not. My wife, she's real picky about that.
But you can hide it, because I'm picky about what shows up in our yard too, and what you can see from the street. And literally, because the hook allows you to, like, you can put it within the branches of a tree,
mm-hmm.
and it works.
Mm.
So.
Okay.
It's up to you, buddy. You can just sit there and get your ass bit every night, or
I just don't go outside after.
Well, okay, unless there's a meteor shower, and then you lay your ass on the driveway in your boxers.
And by the way, the concrete was really hot too. It was because it was hot all day. It didn't really dawn on me about how it would be until I'm laying there going, man, this is almost like an oven kind of, where it's just like this is absorb heat all day and pretty warm.
Well, yeah, because we hadn't had a 100-degree day through the first week in August, and now we've had four or five in a row, and they're thinking not till next week is it going to, say, cool off.
I think tomorrow, I think it's going to rain Thursday, so it's starting to cool off now. Yeah, Wednesday. Actually, tomorrow, 40% and then 30, and temperatures start to dip down to the low 90s by the weekend. So we should be in good shape.
This weather report not brought to you by Steven Uzis.
I think we're through the 100-degree weather unless we get a heat wave. But this week was it.
Okay.
Supposedly, according to the averages of weather.com, the monthly averages suggest that after this week it all starts to get down to the mid 90s for the next couple of weeks and then the low 90s and by the end of the month.
I'm going to let you know you're still in for some hundos.
You think so?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, and some of the forecast just for next week said it's going to cool off to the mid-90s for a few days, and it's going to fire right back up. So
it was 104 in my car. The temp gauge in my car said 104, I want to say Sunday or Saturday. But sometimes that once you get the car started and you start driving around, it goes down a bit. So I don't know exactly how accurate it is. But I feel like it's like 5, 6, 7 degrees hotter than what it really is outside.
I got home yesterday from work, and I still have mulch on my driveway and a big pile that I need to put in the flower beds. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, I'm going to do that when I get home. And I walked in, and I walked past the little weather station screen, and it said 110. I was like, I'm not doing that. I don't think it'll still be there Saturday morning when I wake up with the sunrise to do it when it's not hot. I'm not going out 110.
That's why even when
I don't know that that's accurate, but.
I make sure I walk the dogs now between like 8:30 and 9,
just
simply because there's a breeze still, and it hasn't really like fired up to the higher temperatures of the day. And even still, when we get done with the walk, they're all just like laying on the tile, just trying to cool off. So, yeah, it's it's a scorcher out there. And that's the thing. Because they've had so many 100-degree days in a row, we have that it doesn't cool off. So, like you said, the pavement's still hot.
Yeah.
The lows are just like in the high 80s to the low 90s.
Hey, are you going to vote for Joe Biden now?
Why?
Because he's endorsed by Dick Sweat. Richard, what's his real name? His real name is Richard.
It's Keith's brother, right?
S-W-E-T-T. So it's Richard Nelson, but his nickname is Dick. And his name is Richard Nelson Sweat. And Joe Biden's like, I'm really happy to have Dick Sweat supporting me.
Oh, like, my God.
On Twitter. And then, of course, Twitter's like, what? No. And it's like all the, like, and you see the article immediately, like I'm on this splinter. It says Dick Sweat is all over Joe Biden's candidacy. Why didn't we have to
People
say
are just having
Why
a field
did
day.
You have to choose those words oh, all you know over?
Why. You know why. And the thing is, Joe Biden's not had a very good
awesome.
Week.
No.
Because his first quote was all about people, you know, all the poor people trying to be like the, and he wanted to say, you know, the wealthier kids, but he said the white kids.
Yeah, poor kids are just as bright and just as yeah. talented as white kids. Yeah. Like, there's no poor white
yeah.
kids.
Whoops, Joe.
Oops. You're bad. Besides, yeah. I'm of the opinion we already have an orange president. We don't need another one.
There you have it.
Because he's pretty orange. I mean, he's, yeah.
He tans more than most. He has to do something.
See,
because
I'm thinking Joe tans and Donald has the spray on, right?
I don't know. Because, like, Donald looks like, and then Nora O'Donnell from CBS Evening News, she looks like the female Trump. She's got the white lines, and
oh,
she's got
no.
kind of got the same hair. And then they got the guy that's trying to do the booyahs on Channel 2 that looks like he's Trump's
orange.
Brother. He's orange. I don't
oh,
get it, man.
Man.
It's like orange is the new,
yeah.
never mind.
Hey, guys, right now I'll tell you about GetUpside, man. If you're not using GetUpside, you should go download this to your phone right now. In fact, I was using it today. I was out and about and got a warning that I was running out of gas, and I found a place by the house that had a pretty good deal. I could get 9 cents a gallon back, and it was the lowest I could find in the area as far as cost per gallon. So I felt like I was getting a really good deal, and that's just this time. I mean, I've gotten a lot more than that. I've gotten less than that, but that's the beautiful thing about GetUpside is the amount you get is going to vary. So if you don't like a deal right now, you can find another one. And I was telling you last week that listeners were saying where you could get 25 cents a gallon cash back or 20 cents a gallon around the city. So it does exist. You just got to find it. But you're going to love this app. It's completely free to use. There's no catch. There's no gimmicks. You just download it. And if you don't like it, don't use it. It's that simple. But I think you're going to like it because I had a guy yesterday that sent me a text. He's got $60 in his account. I've had a listener send me up to $400. It just works. I use it. AJ uses it. Aaron, Jake, Asman, Nick, everybody's using this app. We're all getting money back. So what are you waiting for? Go download it right now. Make sure, don't forget, put in my promo code Barry so you can get that extra bump on your fill up. And don't forget, you also have the food option, up to 35% cash back at over 100 restaurants around the city of Houston. So go download it right now. Put GetUpside on your phone. Start getting that cash back. Thank me later.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling through the second half hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you taking us on the go wherever you may be in the big city and otherwise. As we span the globe for the greatest in information and experts in the land of sports, and that starts with Adam Rank. You can follow him, NFL Network guy, at Adam Rank. If you want to hear about the worst football team in the Midwest and the North, NFC North, you can always check out that or bad wrestling takes. But he's always the best take when it comes to football. Adam, welcome to the show, man. Good to have you back on.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I don't know where this slander is coming from. Actually, my wrestling takes is what makes me. Like, most people would be like, Rank knows what he's talking about when it comes to the squared circle. You start getting him on the pitch or the field, and that's where it starts to fall apart. But I appreciate the introduction.
Hey, are your Bears going to figure out a kicker anytime in this century?
Bro, we don't need a kicker, man. We're going to win so many games in blowout fashion. No, but it is one of the most disturbing things. Like, to think that this team, which returns 20 of 22 starters, a number of All-Pros, some Pro Bowl players, to think that it could come down to a kicker once again is a little disturbing. And you talk about Eddie P, my guy, the dude, audacity to walk into a training room at Florida and say, you know what, I want number 15. I'm not scared. Now he's talking about all the pressure of going out there and kicking. Like, that's your job, bro. That's what you do. Yes, there's going to be a lot of scrutiny. You're going to have to perform. Sorry if that's going to be a problem for you. So hopefully by the time the season rolls around, we'll have, like I'm part of the team. Hopefully the Bears will have that settled and it won't become an issue any further.
Adam, this Bear, I don't think that it's just a Bears thing, though, right? It seems like there's a lot of kicker issues going on. Minnesota addressed theirs, the Jets. We talked a little bit about it yesterday. Thoughts? Is there like a kicker epidemic in the NFL, or is it just a few select teams?
Yeah, it's one of those things that you look at. Obviously, the Vikings going back to Blair Walsh, Gary Anderson, like, they've had their own problems with kickers over the years, and they've never really seemed to solve it. So there is a situation where kickers are coming at a premium, especially when the extra points aren't as automatic as they used to be. Like, why are we adding that extra stress? Because now those guys, I mean, like, you know, we all golf or we play sports. You're playing, even playing shuffleboard or whatever it is. You miss an easy one and you get a little shaky and your confidence starts to waver a little bit. So the fact that they took away the extra point is that automatic, okay, I'm cool, like, I don't need to worry about this, and then made that a stress-filled kick as well. Like, it's fun, I guess, in a way, but it's also added way too much drama that doesn't need to be there in football. So it is a problem with a lot of teams. I think with the Vikings and the Bears, it obviously stands out.
All right, let's get down to some brass tacks here in H-Town. Everybody talking about Jadeveon Clowney. We already know that it's been a situation. It's been rumored to be the reason why there was a divorce between Bill O'Brien and Brian Gain. But now it's resurfaced again that the talks are that there were talks with the Dolphins about Clowney going there. And now the question just becomes, are the Texans in a situation where it's not a matter of if, it's when they trade him? Or is there some way to reconcile all this and find a way to keep him on their roster for this year, the next year, however long it takes?
I think there's always a way to reconcile it, and there's always a solution, you know. And it's just coming to an agreement and figuring it out and sitting down and being adults in a room and hashing everything out. It's like when you're squarling with one of your buddies or whatever. Eventually, at some point, you got to sit down, have a beer, settle it, move on and go forward. And it's one of those things. And I listen, I don't want to take shots at the Texans. I love a lot of the people that are involved in that organization, love a lot of those players. But Houston, like, here's my thing, man. Like, you waited forever to get a quarterback. And now that you finally have one, you still have the same issue that you had with David Carr, which is the lack of an offensive line. Like, I need to scold you like I scold my toddler. And, like, look, if you're not going to take care of him, if you're not going to keep Deshaun Watson upright, you know what? I'm shipping him to Miami. Like, you know, I have to threaten my toddler taking away your toys. Similarly, Clowney is such a huge part of this defense. You're so close. You're so close. You've got the quarterback. You've got the best receiver in the game. You are so close to making it happen. Just settle it. Figure out the money. I know that, you know, everybody likes to sit around like a salary cap. You know what? They find a way to work it out. Winning organizations will do that. I hope that the Texans can somehow come to an agreement and figure. Don't ship them to Miami. Don't do any of that. So figure it out. Just get them on the field, get ready to play, and let's roll.
Adam Rank joins us on The Usual Suspects. Adam, let's stay in the division. Talk a little bit about the Colts. Are you at all concerned about Andrew Luck, his entry status, and that team going forward with and without him?
Oh, yeah, I am. Yeah, definitely. Because I've seen this movie before. I love that people are acting like it's no big deal and they have the optimism that every DC fan has every time a new Superman movie comes out. But it's like, I've seen this before. I've gotten my hopes up before. And this is a very scary situation because the Colts do not have that goodwill. If there was a different organization with a different quarterback, I might be like, oh, it's all right. They're probably right. Like, they're just being cautious. It's no big deal. Yeah, we did that a couple of years ago with the Colts, and what happened? Andrew Luck was out for a significant period of time, and now, I mean, he's got to be scared himself. Like, look, I trusted you guys previously, and it cost me a year or two. What's going to happen now? So again, the Colts are very close as well, and for this to be unraveling the way that it is in the public spectrum again, and the owner's talking about maybe it's something with his foot or what. I'm like, what is the problem? Can somebody just give me an answer of what is happening? We're supposed to be so transparent, but everybody's secretive and doing whatever. And you guys in Houston shouldn't be concerned. But if I'm a Colts fan, I would be very upset about this.
Adam, I'm not going to turn this into a fantasy thing, but if you're drafting, because we know drafts are going on, where are you slotting Andrew Luck?
Yeah, let's make this a fantasy thing. Yeah, he's off the board now. Like, what do you? I mean, at that position, the quarterback position, especially if you're not playing in a super flex league, which means you can flex a quarterback, or you're not playing in a two quarterback league, where you're just playing one quarterback, then there's no reason to take Andrew Luck, especially for the price that he's going for, especially when there are so many other good quarterbacks out there, good young quarterbacks. I'd rather have Baker Mayfield. I'd rather take a shot with Kyler Murray right now. They want to roll with Andrew Luck. It's a very scary situation. And so, yeah, in fantasy, I get it. Everybody always wants to ask fantasy, and I get it.
All right, let's
get
it back.
I'm staying away until I see what's up.
Let's see what's up as we get it back to the Texans a little bit. Let's talk about Trent Williams, because here's a guy that, depending on who you bring up and who is a national expert, Trent Williams is a guy that said he wants to be traded. He was down on the medical staff. You were talking about diagnosis with Luck. Well, there's one that went haywire last year. He wants out. He doesn't want to play there. Then we hear the Redskins are going to field offers. Then we hear they're never going to trade him. I mean, at some point, you know, in the last 24 hours, it's resurfaced again and no one can figure out what's going on. We know Dan Snyder pulls all the punches in Washington. But if you can't reconcile this, as you were talking about when we first had you on, quickly, then doesn't it behoove everybody involved to ship him out? Because Texans fans are clamoring, going, hey, there's the answer to left tackle.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing. I mean, when I look at the two franchises, when I look at the Texans and I look at the Redskins, I'm like, one of these teams I kind of trust a little bit more. And again, one of them is super close. Like, Trent Williams is not going to make a difference to the Redskins this season. They're not going anywhere. They're not going to the playoffs. They're not going to be overly competitive. Jay Gruden could end up getting replaced during the middle of the season. Why not get something of value? And if I'm the Texans, like, you made the bold move a couple of years ago to get Deshaun Watson. You know, a lot of people didn't think that he was going to work on the NFL level. You had to make some moves and make that happen. Keep making the moves happen. When you get an opportunity, when you get a franchise quarterback, and this goes back to what I said a moment ago, when you get a franchise quarterback, you got to do everything you can to protect him. And whatever the cost is, don't be ridiculous. You don't want to mortgage the entire future. But what are you going to do? Like, you're there. You're on the doorstep. You are very close. There is not a lot of competition.
Well, and here's the
buying
other thing.
For that. Listen, when you're looking at the Patriots, like, they're obviously the cream of the crop.
Mm-hmm.
But that second team, that's all equal. I know that a lot of people will point to the Chiefs. They have their own problems. But I think the Texans are right there. And if you make a move and get a player like that, you can definitely be looking at a team that could be in the AFC Championship game.
Well, and the thing is, if you're going to miss out by one pick on what was arguably the top left tackle in the draft, and everybody hammers you on that, you can save face here and do exactly what you're saying. Protect Deshaun Watson, who is your number one, no matter what, because we know how good D-Hop is. We know JJ. We know Clowney. We know all the top players on this team. But no one can supersede Deshaun Watson as the best player on this team because of the fact that they've searched so long for a quarterback. So at least they could try and save face, but then you get to this whole general manager thing and go, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, that is a weird situation. And I think at some point it'll make an interesting book when we figure out what exactly went on. But the thing is, and I think the Texans, it's kind of funny. When I watch the Astros and they go out and make a move and they get Zach Greinke, they're like, that's perfect because that team's close. They're ready to go. Now, if the Angels, if the Angels had made that move, like, it would make no sense. Like, what do you, you're a 500 ball club. It doesn't make any real sense to make that move at this point. But when you have a team that's close, I think that the Texans should follow the lead of the Astros in that you do everything you can to win a championship while your window is still open. And that's why I would go out and make that move.
Last thing before we let you go, Adam, let's talk a little bit about helmets. AB out here saying that he may not play if he doesn't get his way and get his helmet. His case was dismissed, and they're not going to let him use the old helmet. What do you make of this? Are you concerned for the Raiders at all? Is he going to play?
I mean, you got to be a little bit concerned because you knew that AB was going to do some things that generated some headlines. You'd hope that he would at least go a full season before he did that kind of stuff, but okay, whatever. I don't know. It just smacks of somebody who's trying to find excuses not to go to work. Like if I called up and I'm like, hey, you know what? Unless we have Diet Pepsi in the conference room, then I'm not showing up. You know, it's one of those things. And then ultimately he's going to play. He's not walking away from $30 million because the helmet had to change. Like, he's fine. It's just, you know, these wide receivers are different characters. Like, it takes a different level, a different kind of person who's going to stand out there by himself, engage in these one-on-one battles, be subjected to hits all the time. So I give him a little bit of the benefit of the doubt. I want to see what happens when he comes back. He's supposed to return to Raiders camp today. We'll probably see it unfold on Hard Knocks. I'm still optimistic the Raiders can make this work. I love a lot of the moves that they did, but certainly you would have hoped that Antonio Brown might have been on his best behavior to start camp, but it is what it is.
Now, when you say you love all the moves they made, was that in part giving Khalil Mack to the Bears?
Yeah, that was my favorite move.
I figured.
Right? It was amazing. They got picks for it. They're fine.
Okay. Hey, man, we appreciate you spending some time. We know you're busy, especially this time of the year. Follow him at Adam Rank on Twitter. Follow him on the NFL Network. Hopefully we'll have you back a couple times during the course of the season. Nick sends his best. He wants to give you a big hug next time he sees you.
Thank you so much. Tell Nick that I appreciate that, and we'll see you guys on March 26th. Well, I'll probably be at the Royal Rumble. But March 26th for the opener, Angels, I'll be there.
All right, nice. Buddy. There you go. Adam Rank spending some time with us, giving you some information and breaking it down for you in the NFL like no other, and we appreciate it. We're going to continue to roll on. By the way, I just tweeted this as well. If you want to be a part of my fantasy football league, I'm going to tell you how and when you can be a part of the league. It's coming up next. Don't go anywhere. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. I tweeted it. We're going to get through it. Twin Peaks fantasy football time. Barry's league was yesterday. Mine today. Time to get nine people and myself participate in a little fantasy football for the year. We're going to have our draft Tuesday, August the 20th, 7 to 9 p.m., at the Twin Peaks Kirkwood location. So even if you don't get in the league, if you want to stop by, hang out, see how we're going to do our draft, come on by. But here's what I'm going to do, because I want to make sure the app and the stream have ample time to be able to participate. We're going to do the first three callers at 1:55, 2:30, and 3:30 p.m., okay? So you have some time for the first one, though it's a little shorter window than the other two. 1:55, 2:30, 3:30 p.m., first three callers at those three times. If you can't play, you can't be there for the draft next Tuesday. If you can't participate, then don't play. because there's other things you can win on the station. But if you can be there for the draft and you want to participate in the league, there's a chance for you to win a $100 gift card at the end of the year for first place. We'll have some other prizes, do some fun things. So the bottom line is, if you can be there next week, Tuesday, at from 7 to 9, then try and win them. If you can't, then you can maybe get on Nick's league tomorrow. But we can do whatever we need to do. But I just want people that are going to be there for the draft. So 1:55, 2:30, and 3:30 p.m. Good luck to you. Again, of course, sponsored by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic view.
I joined my league because Courtney sent me the info.
Smart thing to do. You're a savvy business.
And then I joined. I still don't have – I need a good team name. I might just let the people pick my team name.
Bare Necessities. No?
It's not bad.
Okay.
But right now, it's just Team Barry. And we also need a league name. No, it's not anything to do with Dingleberries. It's not happening. But not all the teams are in either. This is the problem you're going to have. Is there are one, two, three, four, half of the league has not joined yet. So I'm like, okay, it's Tuesday. We have less than a week away.
People win the spots, and then they don't participate and follow through.
Less than a week away. I guess what we'll do is I'll just tell Courtney if they don't join by, like, Thursday or something, just give their spots away to people that do want to join, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somehow
that way,
another,
Friday on air.
Then we make sure. Look, yeah, at the listener
Friday
party,
on air, we can just say, yeah, that Thursday. Yeah. If you're not joined by the closer show on Thursday, you lose your spot. I like this.
And we'll find someone from the
listener
party.
And then we'll find somebody
that
wants to play and we'll be at the draft, you bunch of losers.
And then your league, my league, is going to be Barry's Nuts. Kick them.
Well, that's all right. Well, I guess we're going with I Hate Joel.
Because that's what I thought you were going with. So then I might as well.
I was joking, but apparently.
I don't know if you were.
I was totally joking. Maybe that'll be my team name.
There you go.
No, I got to think of something. Maybe I'll let the people just. I'll do it on Twitter. I'll let the people decide on Twitter. How about that?
Bare Naked Ladies.
No, it's not going to have anything to do with bear.
Why not?
Because I don't want it to. I looked up this thing you said.
Yeah.
It's. I don't know how this is effective, but I'm willing to give it a shot.
I'm telling you, dude. You get the four containers. And I'm looking for other explanations. I just know that we have had no mosquitoes in and around our yard all summer. And that is amazing to me from what we dealt with in the past.
Yeah.
So the mosquito, what's that called? The mosquito eradicator?
It's called the Spartan mosquito.
Eradicator.
Yes.
So I retweeted it for all you people that were interested in it.
Go look.
Holler at my wife if it doesn't work.
At Pac-Man Joel with a K. A couple of texts from the text line.
Okay.
This is the number one show in Houston with Barry Laminack and Jim Adler. And Barry, with you laying on the driveway at night, that sounds like a Stoner Nick story. I hadn't partaken in any of the weeds yet. It was just me wanting to see
Could
a meteor
true.
Shower.
Could be true.
Trucker Jane said that if I was getting eaten up by mosquitoes, I should try eucalyptus oil with coconut or almond oil blend. Jane, I appreciate that, but I don't even cook food to eat. I'm not.
So you got one caller that wants you to hang a Ziploc.
Yeah.
And then you've got Jane who wants you to use some like eucalyptus
scientist.
Coconut. It's actually going to exfoliate your skin.
I have off, but I didn't think about it because I didn't think I would need it. Because it was not. I thought mosquitoes go to sleep like the rest of us. Apparently not.
No.
Somebody said they just cashed out on GetUpside, $153. Got to put that in the pitch next time. That's good, $153.
I would say so.
Yeah.
That's cashing in.
Did y'all see the kid licking the rail at the Green Bay game?
Yeah.
Tell us about that, Joel.
No, we don't need to do all that. You know, people just having a field day with that and tagging me on it, great. I mean, one stupid kid doesn't define our fan base.
No. I mean, it's a pretty good representation.
You wouldn't know. You've never been there.
I mean, I've seen games.
Stop it.
I've seen them.
Don't tell me you've seen. Okay, there's a difference between seeing a game and then going to Lambeau for the experience and the tailgating and the passion.
But it's a chubby kid licking the concrete.
I ain't going to argue with the chubby kid.
Licking the concrete that the rail is bolted into. I feel
okay,
like that's a
that's
perfect.
That's on the parents.
If they were like, hey, look up Packer fan.
Parents were Bears fans. That explains everything.
Look up Packer fan in the dictionary. What is it? What does it have? It has this picture of this chubby kid licking the concrete railing.
No, it's the guy that has the fake icicles on the Lambeau Field hat with the hunting jacket. Yeah, no.
That could have been you as a kid, Joel.
No, because my parents were smart.
They wouldn't let you lick the concrete railing?
I get slapped in the back of the head going, what the hell are you thinking? Here, go have another Twinkie. And that's how I... That's how I got to be the big kid.
Go have another Twinkie.
Exactly.
That was how they distracted you as a kid?
No.
No?
No, I'm just playing. But, okay. I mean, seriously, when you think about it, when you know that bratwurst have like 25 grams of fat in every one of them, and oh, we ate them like at a barbecue every weekend, like they were going out of style, come on.
Yeah.
I told you, there's a reason why people in the Midwest are highly insulated.
Because it gets cold. I get it.
No, I've had that theory. And yeah, it's just, no, they don't know how to dress and they don't know how to eat. It's just, it's simple.
By the way, Adam tweeted, because we all retweeted that he was going to be on, Adam Rankin. And he said, he responded to the ESPN tweet. He goes, no, but seriously, my wrestling takes are spot on. He really wants everyone to know that his wrestling takes are spot on.
Yeah, that's a big deal. Okay, yeah. I knew there are two hot buttons with him, the Bears and wrestling.
Well, we got to both. So far we have the Dingleberries. That's not happening. Okay, stop sending me the Dingleberries for a team name.
We've brought that up
before. Real Burberry, B-U-R-B-A-R-R-Y.
Not bad.
I kind of like that. Yeah. Jarek, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. Burberry, I like that. I don't know about Real Burberry, but Burberry would be good. I'm going to put that on the sheet. I don't have a sheet, but I'll pretend like I do.
Okay. Yakety Yak, Laminac, no?
No. I want the people to help, not you.
Oh.
I don't feel like your intentions... I know for a fact that your intentions are not good helping me come up with a team name.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm trying to help.
I will leave this to the people.
It's a good support system. Seriously.
Yeah. Trustin Wade said Twig and Berries.
No?
I don't mind that. That's not horrible. I mean, there's been worse. You just had two ideas that were worse than Twig and Berries.
Appreciate it. Well, we've got two more hours to figure it out. All right, we continue on. One in the books, two to go. Still 2 hours of the show. Plenty more to get to. We've got an Astros doubleheader on tap. We're going to talk about that. Of course, we can get into more of the Texans talk. We already popped the top on in hour number one. And lots of other things. If you've got something on your mind you want to get off your chest, well, be a part of the show. 713-780-3776. HRNP listener line. Call, text, or hit us on Twitter. It is the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5.